Right now, scientists are pretty sure there's no high-path avian influenza virus in the U.S.
So our real risk is what would come back through the migratory flyways.
This fall, Dr. David Swain runs the Agriculture Department Southeastern Poultry Research Lab. He told the House Agriculture Committee migratory birds brought the virus here as they flew north last spring. That could happen again when they migrate south, and so
surveillance programs are being set up across southern Canada, northern U.S., even down the Atlantic Flyway coast, trying to get a handle on is the virus in birds that are migrating or not, and if the virus is identified in particular flyways and geographic areas, then there should be information disseminated within those geographic areas for farmers to be extra vigilant in biosecurity.
A sort of an early warning system. Of course, the best outcome would be that
hopefully the virus will self-burn out in wildlife populations.
But he said you can't count on that. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.